Dead Man Walking, The Murky World of Michael McGurk and Ron Medich. Chapter 1, The Shooting. There had to be a word for this feeling of apprehension tinged with grief. Glassy-eyed, the tall, solid, middle-aged man, his hair greying at the temples, gazed at the house across the road, ringed by a well-tended hedge. It was early evening, and the intermittent rain had left the spring air redolent with the scent of wattle and jasmine from the neighbouring manicured gardens, looked after, no doubt, by a retinue of hired help. On any other day, Hassam Safetli could have passed for one of Cremorne's many well-heeled inhabitants, a stockbroker, banker, or lawyer. Only 4 months earlier, he had been the general manager of Chan and Naylor, an accounting firm in the staid North Shore suburb of Pymble, but he'd been fired for decking one of the partners. Since then, he'd been doing some debt collecting with his brother Bassam, and now here he was sitting in a battered, unregistered Toyota Hilux ute with stolen number plates on the precipice of becoming a paid assassin, and he was sure as hell there weren't many of them north of the harbour. Safetli looked at his watch. It had just gone 6 and he was waiting anxiously for the return of the kid. Over the previous hour, 43-year-old Safetli had said little as he and young Christopher Estefan sat in the front seat of Safetli's old ute, waiting for Michael McGurk to come home. Other evenings spent in wait for McGurk had come to naught, and Safetli half hoped this one would too. His 19-year-old companion had prattled on about his girlfriend troubles, that he was behind in his rent. They talked about everything but what they would do if McGurk appeared. The .22 Norinco rifle, which they had spent the previous days grinding down in Safetli's shed, lay in a Stanley bag between them. Neither of them mentioned it.